So now in radio communication, for instance, before the war, we were stuck on AM, they called it. Only one band were setting up stations. It was full of stations. They couldn't put no more stations. They had to go through some stations, had to cut down the power at night because no station had to go on a little higher, give them a chance, you know. They were saturated. But then comes FM. They discovered another dimension. It starts establishing more stations now. Complete another dimension, and now they try to saturate the other dimension. Well, they got plenty more to go yet to saturate the FM now. So what you do? So you switch from AM? You don't like those stations? FM. Then you get another band to get stations from. It's a better quality. No static, high fidelity, so forth. Better quality. Same comparison with our brains now. We're stuck using only the left one. All of a sudden we have the right one now, the FM, see? We were stuck on AM, now we got FM also. It's a better quality. The subjective is better quality than the objective. There's nothing that gets in the way for the subjective. So, I mean, use any one that you need to use now. And this is where we stand right now. This is where we think, and it sure indicates so, that this could be the second phase of human evolution on planet Earth. We get stuck. Now it's going to have a giant leap from here to there by using everything we have now, both brains. It's like being born again. It's starting all over again. Now we think that this is going to save humanity to be able to function the way we're supposed to function on planet Earth. We're supposed to improve living conditions on planet Earth, not to destroy the planet. See, God gives us everything free of charge. Gives the air to breathe without charging us anything for it. Gives the heat of the sun for light and heat. If we didn't have a sun, we wouldn't survive. But now we're charging each other for services only. But the ones who charge too much and make it impossible to survive are enemies of the Creator. They're making it difficult for humanity to survive, and the godly concept wants human beings to survive, to continue working on improving the living conditions on planet Earth, not to destroy it, or to destroy everybody. It's not the thing.